Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry McQuaig. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McQuaig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuaig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berry for a passed ball. Pepper moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepper scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off McNair, and towards Williams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift bunts towards the mound. Benton catches it and throws to first to double up Kaufman. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pepper hits a line drive towards first. Fox catches it and steps on first to double up Burns. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McQuaig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuaig is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuaig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Benton, and towards Williams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaufman bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Grubb moves to third. Strange moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. West moves to third. Burns moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pepper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell is walked intentionally. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West scores. Burns moves to third. Campbell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Burns scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jerry McQuaig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuaig is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuaig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift is hit by the pitch. Strange moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Strange scores. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pepper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. McQuaig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaufman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. West strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jerry McQuaig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuaig is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuaig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burns. Kramer scores. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, Browns. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. McQuaig goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Browns. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 5-4, Browns. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.